Hi, and welcome back to Healing Quest. I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. And if you're just joining us, our focus is holistic wellness and the latest in mind-body techniques and natural ways to keep us all healthy.
You know, we've been focused on holistic wellness and natural health for going on 20 years now, Judy.
That's right.
And over that period, it's really been interesting to see how techniques like acupuncture and herbal medicine, which were once considered, quote, far out, have moved increasingly into mainstream medicine for adults and human beings, at least.
Now, that same thing is happening in veterinary medicine, which is very important to a huge part of the American population.
Yeah, it's estimated that 35% of all households in the U.S. have a cat. Actually, we have two cats. Will we get double counted?
I don't know.
And 44% have a dog. So animal companions are a big part of life here in America, and finding new ways of taking care of them is really important to many, many of us.
And one of those new ways is what's called integrative veterinary medicine, which combines the conventional Western approach with alternative and complementary techniques from around the world. Alternative and complementary, we were using those words when we started this about 20 years ago, and now I think we've moved more into just integrative medicine and what they're now calling global medicine,
exactly.
which I really like.
So here in Sacramento, we're fortunate to have an internationally recognized expert in integrative veterinary medicine.
Her name is Dr. Sine Beebe. She graduated from the Purdue University School of Veterinary Medicine and practiced emergency medicine and critical care exclusively in Central Washington until 1997.
But in 1994, she'd begun studying complementary and alternative veterinary medicine. And in 1997, good lucky for us, she moved to California to specialize in integrative veterinary medicine.
So among other things, Dr. Beebe is certified in acupuncture, Chinese herbal medicine, Chinese food therapy, and Chinese medical massage, and she's also a Reiki master.
She recently co-authored the first reference textbook on veterinary applications of Chinese herbal formulas, and she contributes to a number of publications.
And she also lectures regularly at scientific meetings in the U.S. and overseas. So we're very pleased now to welcome Dr. Sine Beebe to Healing Quest. Welcome to Healing Quest, Dr. Beebe. My first question is, what made you change gears in 1997 and take a different path?
Well, there was two things. One is that I had wanted to expand my ability to treat my patients. And for that, I already knew most of the conventional medicine. I wanted to combine it with some other healing therapies. And the second reason is I myself became ill and conventional medicine was not able to treat me. And so I started investigating other alternatives. And once I was treated, then I went on to apply that to animals.
So in fact, you had personal experience with Chinese and alternative medicine in your own life.
That's exactly right. I became ill with what's called chronic fatigue syndrome. I went to an integrative medicine doctor, and he treated me for a couple of years. And then I went to a Chinese medicine doctor, and then I was cured from an incurable disease by using an integrative approach.
We love those stories.
Judy and I, in the, oh gosh, the decades we've been together, have always had, frequently had companion animals with us, a wonderful dog first, and then we've had cats. So when people bring their dog or cat to you, what are the things that integrative medicine are most effective at treating?
We look at it that an integrative approach or using whatever system of medicine works is going to be superior than using one system alone, and that would apply across all the systems. Although there are certain parts that are treated a little bit more effectively with conventional, and there's others that they're treated better using just a holistic approach. But in general, the integrative approach works the best. And I would say certainly things like dermatology patients really benefit from an integrative approach, immune-mediated diseases, things like that.
How about acupuncture? What do you use acupuncture for with animals?
Well, acupuncture is used primarily to treat pain. Most veterinary acupuncturists, 50% of their caseload is to treat pain.
And that would be treating pain with acupuncture instead of pills, I guess, instead of some medication.
Well, here's where we go to the integrative approach. You can do surgery. You can use conventional pain medications in combination with acupuncture and Chinese herbs and Chinese massage or physical therapy. And that's a truly integrative approach because you're going to get the best results by using a combination of these therapies than only using one alone.
That makes sense. And I have a question, though. When you're using needles with the cats and dogs, how do they respond?
Of course, there's small breed dogs and cats. They're a little less appreciative, let's just say, of acupuncture treatments. But the vast majority of them accept it very well. Dogs are actually baited. You know, they're given food. We will try to make them as comfortable as possible. But I would tell you that 80%, 90% of all animals are going to let you acupuncture them if you use the right technique.
Oh, really? So do you use the small needles or the long needles? I mean, I know there's different...
Well, it depends on the condition. It depends on where you're trying to acupuncture. But in general, I mean, I have dogs that they've gotten so used to acupuncture, they kind of recognize it makes them feel better. They'll actually come to the exam room door and jump on the table, sit there and look at me like, okay, I'm here. I'm here for the treatment. What are you going to do?
Big wow. smile on their face.
That's great. Well, they do. Animals respond to energy, and acupuncture is a form of energy medicine. So I'm not surprised to hear that.
This podcast is brought to you by Healing Quest Natural.
Clinical grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support drinks.
More information is available at healingquestnatural.com.
And now, back to Healing Quest.
Yeah, I think after a few visits, they realize they feel better. And, of course, they're going to get a treat. And, you know, they feel better. And I think that they recognize it. And then they're all for it.
Is it the same thing as with humans, where if you're able to get relief from acupuncture, you have to take fewer medications with the side effects that come with them? So I'm assuming you'd be able to cut back on the pharmaceuticals for the animals too.
Well, that's absolutely true. There's synergism between using acupuncture and Chinese herbs and using conventional medications. And so many times you can cut down. Certainly if conventional drugs at a specific dose are starting to cause side effects, it's even more important than to use an integrative approach.
Well, now with Chinese herbal medicines, how do you get them to take these Chinese herbs?
There's just as much problems getting conventional down as it is. If you're talking about cats, it doesn't matter if it's conventional or if it's Chinese medicine. Chinese medicine now comes in capsules, tablets, tea pills. So it's really no different pilling them with a conventional drug and pilling them with the Chinese herbal. Most cats are not medicatable on a long-term basis, regardless of the type of medicine you use. You just can't convince them. Dogs, on the other hand, are far more amenable. Most Chinese herbs are fed in food, given in food, or they have to actually be pilled, the same thing they would with conventional drugs.
Okay. Well, that sounds
by
good.
Hand.
Anything that you'd like to say to our listeners out there about why this is important?
Well, the reason being is because there are two different kinds of medicine, and each one is going to be used depending on the situation. If you have an emergent condition, your animal needs surgery, for instance, there's a known infection, you know, and there's something life-threatening going in, well, then you really need conventional medicine. Whereas if there's a chronic disease condition or you want preventative medicine, that's where using something like acupuncture and herbal medicine is going to be really beneficial, because they do different things. But actually, when you use them together, you can cover a much wider variety of conditions than if you used either one of them by themselves. Now, alternative and complementary medicine, as they call it, I don't call it that anymore. I do call it integrative medicine.
So do we.
It's very much safer many times to use acupuncture and herbs to offset maybe some of the side effects of conventional treatment. For instance, the biggest would be cancer. You know, if you use acupuncture and herbs to treat cancer patients in conjunction with chemotherapy, many times you can help the animal to withstand more chemotherapy, more radiation. In other words, it's able to complete its treatment that was prescribed by the Western conventional practitioner. I think what we are looking at is using the tool that fits the job. And I do believe that there's a lot of complementary use between the two. As I said earlier, synergism is very important.
So do you think the instruction of veterinarians coming up from schools like Purdue, is that instruction going to be changed to incorporate some of these new approaches? These aren't new approaches, but some of the approaches that we're talking about today.
I would imagine that the veterinary school programs are at some point going to have to follow what's occurring in human medicine. By that I mean, if you look at the human medical schools, nearly all of them, part of this school, they have a program of integrative medicine. Mm-hmm. This is in the human sector.
Right.
So certainly we're looking at developing that in the veterinary world, absolutely.
How big a trend is this in other parts of the world?
It's huge. I have been an integrative practitioner now for a long time, and I am regularly asked to speak in Europe at private meetings and other major meetings like the International Veterinary Acupuncture Society. I do that maybe four or five times a year. So it's become very global. the use of acupuncture and herbs in integrative medicine. We are looking at it as global medicine, as you said.
I was just thinking the same thing. I wonder what kind of research may be being done or coming out about the effectiveness of these techniques so they have that evidence-based standard that everybody wants to have.
Well, you see, that, of course, is the problem. I mean, it is quite difficult to apply the same standards of research to a lot of the, what we call the herbal medicine, because it's difficult to get a control. And a lot of times, the Chinese medicine, herbal medicine, is based on the individual. And so you're not going to be able to get a population that's all exactly the same, because not all individuals will be the same. They're biochemically different. The breed is different. The sex is different. The condition overall. So you see, it can be somewhat difficult to try to apply that same sort of research model to this type of medicine.
But I bet you there's overwhelming anecdotal results about, you know, this just works. So I'm doing more of it.
Most of my clients come to me from two sources. One is that they have tried integrative medicine for themselves and their family, and now they want it for their pet because their pet is a family member. The other group that I see are those people who may be diehard conventional medicine believers, meaning that they think this is the primary medicine, but when that fails for whatever reason, then their love for their animal and their fear that the animal may die overwhelms any skepticism they may have about what I do, and they come to my door.
How do people get a hold of you? Do you have a website that they can find?
Yes, it's integrativeveterinarycenter.com, and we're located in East Sacramento.
Thank you so much for being on the show with us today. This is really great information for our listeners that are concerned with keeping their animal companions healthy.
We've been talking with Dr. Sinead Beebe about integrative veterinary medicine and the advances that have been made in that realm and her expertise in that area. Thank you so much, Dr. Beebe, for sharing that information with us.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. It was my pleasure.
One of the things that Dr. Beebe says in sitting for several hours a day can actually shorten your life. She says walking with your best friend gives you a chance to work your muscles, you know, stretch your ligaments and just actually get oxygen moving through your lungs. And in Chinese medicine, the enemy of the human body is stagnation.
So for those of us now with cats instead of dogs, I think the idea is if these are like ours are outdoors during the day and in at night. So the walk during the day is walking around the property to see if you can find them.
When you think about it, really, it makes sense that animals would benefit from natural remedies. You know, it's energy medicine,
right?
And animals are so connected to nature. It's their nature. So it seems like they may respond to that even better than a pharmaceutical.
We've learned over the years that acupuncture really works for many of our animals and many of our companion animals. So it's interesting now that this is really spreading to other veterinarians, not only around the U.S., but around the world. It's, I think, a very hopeful trend.
Right. There you go. Well, so for those of you out there that are interested in ways to keep yourself and your family healthy, now you have another way to keep your animal companions healthy.
And a reminder, if you want to know about Dr. Beebe's work, her website is integrativeveterinarycenter.com.
And remember, podcast of this is available at KFBK's website and on the iHeartRadio app, and you can also find it at healingquestradio.com. And we would love to hear from you, so give us a call at 877-544-4827 and let us know what you would like to hear us talk about. Or let us know if you've ever taken your animal companion to an integrative veterinarian or taken yourself to one.
Exactly. All right, coming up next, some timely tips on keeping a positive attitude in turbulent times.
Stay tuned. I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst, and you're listening to Healing Quest.
This podcast has been brought to you by Healing Quest Natural, clinical-grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support supplements. More information is available at healingquestnatural.com.